Flash.
It's two incidents. It's two incidents. But one incident was good. One incident was bad. Both of them was bad. Well, fuck it. Let's just get into it. The first incident was when you on this little romantic weekend, you know, you whisper and your girl ear, in my case, I was like, hey, you know, we did all this little gay shit you wanted to do. We shopped. We went to the Yates Apple Orchard, and we'll get into that in a minute. We went into that, and I was like, hey, why don't we relax tonight? And she's like, what do you mean relax? Well, we all know how Tasha says, what do you mean relax? I was like, yeah, just relax a little bit. Let's go by the jacuzzi. And we got her, you're doing a little gaming her up. So you get by a jacuzzi, and it is like 11 something at night. So I'm like, there's no kids. So you're doing the stuff, you're in the jacuzzi and the jets. You know, anybody who's been in the whirlpool know about them jets. And them jets hitting the right places, and you know, you got your arm around your gal, and you're talking your stuff. Then all of a sudden, you let your shorts go down a bit. Just not criminal. Now, nothing you can go to jail for. But enough to make it look like you're being a little cheeky, you know what I mean? Making it look like you it's the preview to the main event. Alright, y'all got me. So you got this going on, and then all of a sudden, while I'm doing all this, I think I'm being smooth, this fucking 4-year-old little boy just started running around a goddamn whirlpool. So I gotta pull my shorts up, cause Chris Hansen, man. I am afraid of Chris Hansen. You're not finna say I showed my shit to some kids. You're not finna get me like that. You're not finna put a fucking red dot over my house, guy. So, like, pull my shit up, and I'm like, checking. You ever do? I got so, because the kid, I don't know what it is about black guys and glasses, but apparently that's cool to kids now. I didn't get that fucking memo. Black guys in glasses are just the friendliest people known to man to like 4-year-old suburban children. I'm guessing he's 4. I don't know he's 4. If you listen to Chris, I don't know. Chris Hansen, dog, I don't know how old he is. I know he just shouldn't have been there. Nothing sobers you up and ruins the hard-on quicker than a little ragamuffin running around a pseudo-sexy situation. It wasn't sexy yet. It was the semifinals of sexy. It just passed the fucking Elite Eight of sexy. It was like, hey, how can I put this? It's when your mind says, is running out of quote unquote good ideas. Where it's just like, hey, you better stop that. But secretly it's saying, no, keep going. Keep going. Yeah, you stop that. You're being bad. Subtitle. No, you keep that shit up. You keep going and you keep doing what you're doing. There's two people talking. The person talking who wants to look good in public, her, it's just like, hey, yeah, don't do that. But secretly in her mind, there's like an old grizzled black woman whose soul is just like, no, let him pass. Because this goes back to what I was saying a few weeks ago. Everybody got a little creep in them. Some more than others, but enough creep in you. Just what I would like to call a sexual deviant. Everyone has that portion of their and that's who was showing up, and that little boy ruined it. Oh my god. So it got to the point where you're doing the moves where you want them to go, so you have to ask some questions. One, you have to ask him non-personal but bullshit concerned questions. So if he was to talk to a cop, alright, maybe this is what, maybe, I don't know what Tasha did. I don't know how her mind works. But my mind was working in a way where I had to ask questions. If he was to say this conversation to a police officer, I would not spend the night in jail. There's no way you can twist my words where I look like a fucking pedophile. That's what I was thinking of. Alright. First question. And it took like 2 or 3 minutes. It was like, okay. Alright, little boy, where are your parents? That's a good question. That's a good question. That is a damn good question. That's a good question. And then it turned into next question. After, like, I'm seriously thinking about these questions. Now these, to an average person, these should be like number one questions, but I was like, okay, if you stand up and ask, then you have a semi hard on right now. That can land you in jail. So what I'm doing, I am hitting the switch on the jacuzzi to make the water cold. It just as cold as fucking possible, just so your boy can go down. I'm just pumping all the heat, just leaving. And it's fucking October, so I'm just like, yeah. And I am making this the most uninviting place in the world to this little boy. It's like, you gotta go, man. You gotta go find your parents. And I'm saying things like, and he asked me, oh my God. The fear of Chris Hansen scares me so much that he could point to me and say some shit that he said, can you help me? I said, without missing a beat, I broke character. He was like, can you help me find my mom and dad? Fuck no. I am not getting out of this jacuzzi in wet shorts, bringing a little boy to two grown people and say, I think you lost this. No. Fuck that. I know where that is the good thing to do. I know where, like, that's like the Christian thing to do. But there's a lot of lawsuits and shit going on, so no, fuck him. He's on his own. You got lost on your own, you find your way back on your own. So, I will, and anyone who has letters to my actions, you can always send your letters, comments, concerns at justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. No G talking. justtalkingwithsam@gmail.com. Alright. Now, with that out of the way, there's a second story.